میں دعوت اسلام بھی گلوریس نبی کور آف دا ورلڈ میں دعوت اسلام بھی گلوریس نبی کور آف دا ورلڈ فور دا سیک آف مدینہ وی آر کالنگ اپون یو اللہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So I make intention that whatever I say here is solely for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And we all make intention that whatever we learn, we will try and remember it. We make intention that we'll act upon it. And mostly we'll make intention that we'll pass the message to others so that they can also benefit. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who recites the largest number of durood. We have started a new series called To Veil or Not To Veil. That is the question, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of malicious propaganda and succumb to worldly pressure, earning the wrath of our Creator, or please Him by becoming an obedient servant. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, does it not pain you, does it not hurt you when you see the condition, especially of our youth, heading hastily towards eternal destruction, diving headlong into the fire of hell without giving even a second's thought? Money, music, wining and dining, drugs, womanizing, enjoying this fleeting life is the common popular goal of most youth. Lost and mesmerized by the glitters of this temporary world, they live as if they will never die. Flashy cars, flashy clothing, and a stunning woman sitting beside them is the desire of most young men. All desire recognition, and this is symbolized by the flashy cars that they drive, the flashy clothes that they wear, and the flashy woman that they desire. Now, what type of woman do they desire is the question. Ask them. They love to party. They love to flirt. They love to stand out. They love to show off. They love to be admired. So, do you think they will go out with a woman dressed in a hijab, dressed Islamically in a loose, shapeless garment, where her natural beauty is hidden from the view? No, no, no. Is Islamic way of dressing oppressive, old-fashioned, demeaning, cruel, as pointed out by the modern fashion trenders? Let us examine this common myth with regard to Islamic way of life and the proper Islamic woman. Are they forced to wear the hijab? Do they feel oppressed? Do they have a desire to become sensual, sexual objects for the Western media? And do they want men to admire them? Does Islam suppress women and regard them with contempt and relegate them just to domestic chores? This series will outline the true status of a woman in Islam, the rights of women in Islam. Let us examine this common myth with regard to Islamic way of life, in particularly the role of Islamic women. Are they forced to wear hijab? Do they feel oppressed? Do they desire to become sensual sexual objects, as the Western media wants the world to believe that these women desire all these things and they are being suppressed by Islam. Does Islam suppress women and regard them with contempt, relegate them just to do domestic chores? This series, inshallah azawajal, will outline the true status of women in Islam. The rights of women in Islam is according to what Allah azawajal, our Creator, has ordered. The media portrays an ugly picture of the pious, Allah-fearing woman. He makes people believe that Islam, the religion of truth, the religion of all prophets, may peace upon them all, the religion that is the culmination of all religion, the religion that is to be the final religion of mankind, whose prophet, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was spoken of, known and admired by all the prophets, peace be upon them all. The media controlled mostly by people who have no knowledge and who have no fear of Allah azza wa jal, portray Islam and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very ugly manner. They are striving to distort and damage the image of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our perfect and most beautiful deen. And the reason for that is very simple, O viewers of Madni channel. They are scared of the might and the power and the beauty of this truthful religion. Thus they try to vilify the message and the image of Islam. They try and hide the truth under a blanket of cruel lies, deception, false propaganda to discourage others from getting close to Islam. They also make Muslims that have little or no knowledge of our beautiful deen, which our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for us. They want people to look down, even Muslims, to feel that our religion is lacking. Yet we know that our religion is the final religion, and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. Because our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to in the Holy Quran as Khatimun Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, the last prophet. And also our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ana khatimun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di." That means I am of the last of the prophets and no prophets will come after me. And then Allah azza wa jal says in the Holy Quran, "This day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and have chosen Islam as a religion for you." How fortunate we are that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen us to be Muslims. How elevated we are. This is the final religion. And our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the final messenger, the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are the best and the greatest of all creation. How proud we should be. How thankful we should be to Allah Azza wa Jal that He's preferred us. For us, He preferred Deen of Islam. So should we not appreciate it? Why are we running after the fashion of those who are in darkness? They do not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not believe in our deen. They do not believe in our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was spoken of by their own prophets, whom they do not believe and follow. Because they have been deceived by Shaitan to reject the truth. So Shaitan is deceiving them in such a manner that they see ugliness as truth. They see sensual desires as a way of life. They don't know anything about the beauty of spirituality, about ruhaniyat. And alhamdulillah, as Muslims, this is a great favor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us, that we have the chance to sip this ruhaniyat, to get close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Shaitan, as you know, He is called Aduwun Mubin. He is the most avowed enemy that Allah Azza wa Jal has warned us about. He has diverted so many people away from the religion of truth. And they are now wallowing in darkness. And for them, that this is the be all, end all of their lives. For them, this is their Jannah. They have no share in the Akhirah. They have no share in the real Jannah. This dunya is their Jannah. So therefore, they use all the time in making this fleeting moment of their lives. For them, this is enjoyment. So they do everything just to enjoy this fleeting moment of their lives. And they dictate to the modern thinkers. And they make them believe there's no such thing as accountability. Enjoy your life. Because many of them do not believe in the Creator. The people who are controlling media, many of them are far away from even believing in the Almighty Allah. And they want many people to follow them and disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal. Because their scientists have made this claim. They say that, can you prove by science that something can be created from nothing? Say, prove it scientifically. Allah Azza wa Jal, we know, has said, kun fayakun. He's created everything from nothing. And He is the one that gave us His intellect to think. Now we are trying to use this weak and defective intellect to question the ability of the Creator. How silly it sounds. And therefore these are the people who are infiltrating our homes throughout the TV. They're educating us, showing us that this filthy fashion is how to live and how to dress, where Allah Azza wa Jalla has prescribed the hijab, the way to dress. The media that everyone is following shows you now this is old fashioned. And unfortunately, this is the way of life of many Muslims. And they prefer this kind of life. So now, it is evident that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said regarding himself that I shall be the head of all the seeds of Adam alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah. That means he is head of everyone. And this is said by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, it means that we are so fortunate that Allah azza wa jal has given us this deen of Islam. And the law that we are to follow is from Allah Azza wa Jal. He's prescribed how we must live. And He sent His most beloved creation as the best example for us. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, He is for you the best model. And whatever He said, if you look at the lives of the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, their pious life, in this series, we will discuss some of them as well, their lives. The pious wives of the pious companions, the great religious pious saints who were female, like Hazrat Rabia Basri radiallahu anha. So all these to make us understand the status of women in Islam, that many of them rose to very high levels because of them adhering to the laws of Islam. So let not the media deceive you, O Islamic sisters, and make you think that the life you live as a Muslim is backward, is dark, that something is missing, there's no excitement. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has created us for the Akhirah. Do not waste your lives in this dunya. Do not waste it making shaitan happy and making your Creator and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam unhappy by the way you dress. When you started off without ruhaniyat, without the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, without the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, be aware that Allah Azza wa Jal has said Himself that I have chosen Islam for you. So now, this biggest enemy of mankind, Shaitan, he is trying his very best and he tries to discourage people from following this religion of truth, and he uses jinn and insan. يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. So what he does is, if he cannot whisper and make you feel uncertain about yourself, you're still confident, you'll find many people amongst your friends, your relatives, who have been attracted by this world. They will come to you and say, why are you dressing like an old woman? You're a young person. Look how beautiful you look. See how old-fashioned you look. So they call this dressing that Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed his hijab, because whatever our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he said not a word was uttered by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but through the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, it's important for us to understand that whatever our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever has been ordained by woman how to dress, this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So He is your creator. He knows what is best for you. And shaitan tries to deceive you, to show your body. And in this way you earn the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you're going to die, who are you going to face? How are you going to face Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah? So, just to illustrate how this negative image of hijab affects modern Muslims, especially those who feel that they have become liberated by adopting the Western culture. My dear viewers of Madhi channel, many of you may feel that our deen is very harsh and that you are suppressed. This message is especially for the Islamic sisters. How wrong you are. How little you know about the truth of your deen. How little you know the fact that Islam has rescued women from a cruel life of oppression, suppression, depression, and subjugation. And when you watch this series, inshallah azza wa jal, you will learn the truth. You learn the truth about the status and honor of women in Islam. Now, for us to reflect on why is it so many of our sisters are being attracted by this way of life. How many of our sisters do not even know that keeping the hair uncovered is a sin, that the curse of Allah is on them. How many women dress up and they say as long as my body is covered, they may wear tight clothing to show the shape. Because this is also one of the signs of Qiyamah. I have been told to us long before that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and this is so evident, that women will be naked in spite of being dressed, and these women will be led astray and will lead other people astray. This is from Muslim Sharif. And these are some of the signs of Qiyamah. You see today, even our own Islamic sisters dressed up in tights with the hair open, some of them with deep necks. And this is something that is making Shaitan happy. He is so happy that he knows you belong to the religion of truth. So he is attacking you the most because the others are astray. He don't have to worry about them. So look, my dear Islamic sisters, how you allowing yourself to become the agent of Shaitan. And you know what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? Those who are with Shaitan, there is mentioned that they will wake up with faces black and eyes yellow. So those people who are attracted by these fashionable women, and if you realize that these fashionable women are actually friends of Shaitan, and on the day of Qiyamah, if they die without Iman, they're going to wake up with a group of Shaitan. So the same woman that you see beautiful, her face is going to be black, her eyes is going to be yellow. Is she going to look beautiful to you now? So can you see how Shaitan deceives? It's mentioned that if you do not fight Shaitan now, you allow him to dictate to you how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, how to eat. That means every action you're doing under the hukum, the instruction of Shaitan. So day of Qiyamah, it's also mentioned that before you die, Shaitan has his last opportunity. Let's say that you still have your Iman intact. Shaitan has had his whole freedom to manipulate and control your life. And he's got his last moment when Malak al-Maut is about to take your life at the time of Naz'a. That's the time Shaitan will come. It's mentioned in the Hadith Sapak, one will come in the form of your mother and one will come in the form of your father. And the one in the form of your father will tell you, my daughter, you believe me, I'm your father. Give up this religion. If this religion is going to cause harm to you, become one any other religion, give you an alternate religion, a false religion to follow. And then the other shaitan will come in the form of your mother, crying, my daughter, my beloved, I gave birth to you. Don't you love me? Don't you believe me? Believe me, give up, abandon this religion.
If you want safety, follow this other religion. And she will tempt, Shaitan will tempt you to leave the deen of Haqq. So if you want to fight Shaitan, recognize him as an enemy now. And the best way to fight Shaitan is tell him that you're not going to tell me how to dress. I am going to follow my creator Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to dress as Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained. And you follow Allah Azza wa Jal and dress up to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you see, it's a slap to Shaitan. That he is making you feel that Islamic way of dressing is old fashioned. And first you may hesitate to take the first step. Because Shaitan will say, what is that person going to say? You're so old fashioned. But what will happen? People who are righteous and pious, those who are Allah fearing, they will love you. They will become friends of you. So you want to become friends of those who love Allah Azza wa Jal, who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, or you want to become friends of those who want to be with Shaitan, Shaitanic friends. That is your choice. So if you want protection, protection is in your deen, in our deen. Every aspect of our life is controlled. So we have to follow. It's simple. Nigran Ashura has mentioned this in many of his bayans. That if you want to be saved, first thing is protect this, your eyes. Keep your gaze downwards. If you keep your gaze downwards, it protects you from a lot of sins. So, oh young men who are watching this series as well, Shaitan tempts you, because Shaitan is the one that wants to mislead you. He wants you to become attracted to his goals, whatever he set for you. So he will make you look at things. So when you look at a woman whom you're not supposed to look because your gaze is supposed to be downwards, he tempts you to look. And it's mentioned that Shaitan whispers to you. And many people will not understand how the Shaitan works. It is mentioned that when a child is born, a Shaitanic jinn is created with the child. In Urdu it's called Hamzad. In Arabic it's called Kareen. And this Hamzad or this Kareen knows all your secrets from the time you're born. He knows even the first sound that came out from your mouth. He knows everything about you. And he knows, because it's mentioned when you speak, your voice is in the form of waves. So he uses, he's copied this wave, because everyone has a unique wave pattern. Just as everyone has a unique fingerprint, your voice wave pattern is unique. If I am talking in a room of 100 people, if my family hears me, they will recognize me that I am talking. So, Shaitan uses his voice to whisper to you. So when this whispering comes to you, you accept it because it's from inside you. Ghar ka chor, the Shaitan, the chor, the thief who is trying to steal your iman. He's whispering to you, he's whispering evil things. He makes you use your eyes and look at this woman. And Shaitan doesn't leave you there. He will cause you to destroy your marriage. He will cause this affair to be known. And then what happens to your family life? For this fleeting moment, you just used your eyes, you didn't protect these eyes once. See what it caused you to do. So my dear Islamic brothers, my Islamic sisters, if you want to be protected, first of all, it's mentioned that if we can guard ourselves, that means lower our gaze, and do not let Shaitan use this to entice us. Because it's mentioned, first desire from your eyes goes into your heart. And then in your heart you start feeling for it. And then your mind gets involved. And your mind entices you and leads you towards wrong. And the way to fight it is to come back to your deen. Come back to Islam. And establish an Islamic way of life. And in this way you will find, you'll have peace in your life. You'll have serenity, because you'll have the assurance that your Creator is happy with you. And this is the main purpose in life, to do everything to please Allah Azza wa Jal, not to please our enemy Aduwwum Mubin. And therefore you find those without knowledge, those lacking knowledge do not understand what it is to be close to the greatest of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who can be greater than Allah Azza wa Jal? Imagine if you build this link and this connection and get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one that gives you happiness. Happiness is not in what you wear. Happiness is not in what you eat. Happiness is not what places you go to visit. Except, of course, if you go to Madinah Sharif, that's a different story. But if you go to Paris, Hong Kong, all these other places, to enjoy those kind of sceneries, because that's what the media portrays, that these are the places that you must visit. So if you have a Western type of mind, this is what you will desire. You want to dress up in the best and go to these places to enjoy the filth. Therefore, the way to control yourself is education. And Alhamdulillah, one of the ways to be educated is watching Madni channel. There's so many useful programs on Madni channel. So many important things, so many bayans, and Alhamdulillah, the focus is now also on the English speaking people. So therefore these series are being done, and more programs are going to come in English for the English speaking people. So it's for us to use this opportunity to increase the desire to get more knowledge. And then you go and get books on deen. Alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islami, we've got Maktabatul Madina, where you can go, get the Islamic brothers to go, or where the Islamic sisters go for weekly ijtima. Go with them, join them, get involved in the bayan, get involved in the activities. In this way you become close to Allah Azza wa Jal. In this way you will not be feeling shy to dress up Islamically, because when you go to the Islamic sisters ijtima, everyone will be dressed properly. Most of the people will be dressed in hijab. Most of them will be dressed to please Allah Azza wa Jal. You become part of them. You feel in a company. You're not isolated. In this way you find the change will start coming within you. So go for these kind of programs. Get involved in the work of Dawat Islami. And at the same time at home, let the men folk, your sons, your brothers, your husband, get involved in the mahol of Dawat Islami. In this way they will protect their eyes from straying. Imagine your husband away from the mahol of Dawat Islami. He doesn't know it's a sin not to use his eyes to see false things, all these sensuous things. When he goes into the mahol of Dawat Islami, he will start understanding that protecting your eyes is a key thing. So he will start protecting his eyes. So therefore, my appeal to you, Islamic sisters and the viewers of Madhi channel, you want to be saved? The safety is coming in the mahol of Dawat Islami. This is where you're going to learn about all these essential and important knowledge, information that is essential knowledge to protect yourself from your biggest enemy, Shaitan. And try and use your time, your leisure time, to learn more about your deen. And you sit and think about your time, how much of your time is being wasted doing useless things. Imagine if you start doing things that will please Allah Azza wa Jal. Even taking the Holy Quran, reading about it, read the lives of the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the blessed wives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read about the wives of the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read about the pious saints. Read, there are many stories that will make us realize the beauty of our religion. The only reason we are gone far away, and we think that there's nothing better than this Western way of life, is due to lack of knowledge. How come you're finding so many sisters who are now attached to the mahol of Dawat Islami suddenly have realized that they were living an empty, shallow life, and now they feel fulfillment, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with them, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy with them. So what is stopping you from realizing your real true self? Why did Allah Azza wa Jalla send you in this dunya? To make Shaitan happy? No. So the way for you to come out of this is think very carefully. Do not procrastinate, because this is another trick of Shaitan. Maybe now you heard and you inspired and you want to go for the weekly ijtima of the sisters, Islamic sisters. And you say, okay, I won't go now, I'll go next week. How do you know you're going to take the next breath? Make your intention that from now I'm going to join Dawat Islami, I'll get involved in the mahol of Dawat Islami, I'll get involved in the activities of Dawat Islami. Make your mind now. Don't procrastinate. Because if you make sincere intention, it mentioned in the Hadith of Pak, you get the sawab of the intention. And if you do the action, you get even more blessings. So let us make sincere intention that from now onwards, all viewers of Madhi channel, let us all get involved in the work of Dawat Islami, because there's things for everyone to do. Alhamdulillah, in the mahal of Dawat Islami, you do a weekly check with Madni Namat on your own progress spiritually. One is your daily checks, then you got weekly activities, then you got monthly activities, and even activities for the whole life. Like monthly activities, traveling on kafila for minimum 3 days in a month, or in a year, travel 1 month in a year. And also making intention for the Islamic brothers that at least 1 year in your lifetime you will dedicate for Madni Kafila. And in this way we get involved in the work, Madni work. And those sisters who know how to read Quran properly, how beneficial it will be if you teach others. They must think about this mahol of Dawat Islami, how much you can do to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you don't know how to read, go and join the sisters who can read and learn how to read and make this intention that whatever I learn, I'm going to teach other sisters. In this way, you'll find the ruhaniyat will start coming in you, and then you will not be ashamed to live the life of a Muslim, just like a Muslim, behave like a Muslim. And you'll find that's when you'll have real joy and real happiness and real good feeling in your life. And you'll find that when Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you, Allah Azza wa Jal will announce to the angels that I am pleased with so and so. You also be pleased, and they will make announcement, and you find that even pious people become attracted to you. So you make dua, Allah will give us tawfiq to understand this message, to act upon it. Ameen, bi jahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you.